live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, more strikes could be on the cards in the country's secondary schools. 400 schools, colleges and education centres across the country were shut today as teachers belonging to the TUI staged a one-day action as part of their ongoing campaign over unequal pay. We'll have a comprehensive report on the first of Highland Radio's Election 2020 debates. It took place today on the 9 till noon show. A number of heated exchanges. We'll hear the highlights. The country's acute hospitals are expected to do too much and more supports are needed for community care. That's according to a former head of the HSE, and it's been claimed that 12 women may have suffered a delayed cancer diagnosis at Letterkenny University Hospital. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with that TUI strike that took place today, and more strikes could be on the cards in the country's secondary schools. Around 400 schools, colleges and education centres were shut today as teachers staged a one-day action as part of their ongoing campaign over unequal pay. The Teachers Union of Ireland is warning that more industrial action could take place if their demands aren't met. The TUI's Assistant General Secretary is Donegal-based Joanne Irwin.
The reason that 19,000 members nationally and actually 1,000 members in Donegal are on strike today is to send an unequivocal message to all politicians who are members of parties and independent candidates and those who aspire to being a part of the next government that our campaign will continue until the discriminatory two-tier pay system that is in our system is finally abolished.
I mean, teachers starting off in the not-too-distant future will be earning $37,000 a year. That's not bad, though, is it?
That's for teachers who get full-time contracts. And unfortunately, in second-level education, 35% of our members do not start off on full-time contracts. Some of them, for example, myself, when I started, I worked 6 hours a week, so I was on less than a third of a full-time contract. That's another problem that we have in second-level teaching.
Joanne Irwin there speaking to Greg Hughes. Well, on today's 9 till noon show, the first of Highland Radio's Election 2020 debates took place with a number of heated exchanges. Among the issues raised during the six-way discussion were sex education, schools, health, transport and TDs' salaries. With this special report, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The first of the heated exchanges was over the potential changes to sex education in primary schools. While outgoing Education Minister Joe McHugh stated that the ethos of religious schools will be protected, Enthused Donegal election candidate Mary T. Sweeney wasn't convinced.
I have to agree to differ very strongly with the
evidence.
That's
what we'll agree to disagree.
I also have to look at the idea of introducing family planning to children in primary school. Horrendous. Horrendous. How dare you?
Look, Mary,
we have to, the mothers, the parents have to protect their children. But we have to depend on you to say it will not happen, Joe.
Fine Gael candidate Joe McHugh confirmed that a new preferred site has been identified in Buncrana for a school campus. It's not yet known if the site would house either two or three schools, with negotiations said to be underway with the landowner and Donegal County Council. However, Sinn Féin candidate Padraig McLaughlin and Fianna Fáil candidate Charlie McConnellogue says it shouldn't have got to this stage.
You have to know, sit down and secure the sites in a very, very determined fashion.
So would you see
POs? Absolutely.
Take the land from under the nose.
Listen, the compulsory, you know, I said this on your show, Greg, that I was the only public representative who actually said out loud there needs to be a compulsory purchase order, if necessary, in Buncrana to secure a site, and it wasn't done.
It's only in the last short period now we've seen any sense of urgency from the government around this, but there's 9 years lost there.
When pressed about a possible coalition between Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin candidate Padraig McLaughlin and Fianna Fáil Charlie McConnellogue had this to say.
No, hold on. What I've said clearly is our progressive platform, our manifesto, would have to be implemented. We will not go into government unless we can deliver real change for our people.
If I can make a very quick point, I mean, Padraig is holding out the prospect, for example, of going into government with Fine Gael and putting Leo Varadkar back in as Taoiseach and having that set of ministers returned. What we are offering in Fianna Fáil is a total change of government, and we're the only party that can deliver that.
Transport, particularly traffic gridlock in Letterkenny, was a bone of contention, with Green Party candidate Michael White and Enthu's Mary T. Sweeney heavily critical over the neglect of the county's infrastructure.
Single occupant cars lining the streets. You should be able to get a bus from a small rural area to a hub, which then you can continue your journey to the other hub. It is. I mean, it works in France, works in Switzerland, works everywhere else except Donegal. It can work here. Letterkenny and the other towns are going to get choked if we continue to build infrastructure the way we do today. We're saying that's not good enough.
Not just a massive bridge that's going to go across the Swilly. We need the basic inner relief bridges like what they have in Coquille and Buncrana.
But independent candidate John O'Donnell questioned the viability of the Greens' idea of transport hubs.
It's not going to work because how do you get to that hub? How do you commute to the hub from your home? Rural Ireland is completely different to Dublin.
But Michael, in relation to that, it won't work.
When asked if TDs get paid too much, Fine Gael's Joe McHugh revealed that he gives part of his salary back to the Exchequer and will continue to do so.
I believe in it's something I've never publicly commented on, and I don't believe in going out there saying I'm doing this because I get well paid. But I mean, in this year and last year, this year I'm going to give back €19,000, and I've done the same last year, but I've never said that publicly. But now that you're asking me the question.
On health, Sinn Féin's Padraig McLaughlin says all parties agreed to the Sláinte Care Plan, and it's important that people see the delivery of that plan in the years ahead.
We've agreed to give people hope, right, to build up an Irish National Health Service, to stop this public and private squandering of money, right? Now, if we can resource Sláinte Care, if all of us can agree to do that over the next 5 years, anybody, you know, what we're saying is people have to have hope. If they know that it's going to change, okay, they can tolerate the crisis right now. They have to know what's going to change.
And independent candidate John O'Donnell questioned whether RTE should get more state funding while smaller organisations go unfunded, particularly when the salaries of some broadcasters are taken into consideration.
In relation to the salaries of the broadcasters of RTE is an absolute joke. There's some of them getting close to 500,000 a year, which I think 10,000 a week when you break it down, and take a look at the homelessness and take a look at the states of our hospital, all the topics that we've talked about here today, and we're looking to back up a national broadcaster.
And that was John O'Donnell ending that report from Catherine Gaffin. You can hear the whole of the discussion on the podcast of the 9 till noon show, which is available on our website, highlandradio.com. You can watch a video recording of the debate on Facebook. It was broadcast live on Facebook, and indeed tomorrow's debate will be broadcast live on Facebook as well. The Highland Radio News and Sport page will have a recording, as will the other Highland Radio page will have links to that as well. And of course, as we said, the podcast of that debate and the rest of the 9 till noon show on our website, highlandradio.com. The country's acute hospitals are expected to do too much, and more supports are needed for community care. That's the view of the former head of the HSE. Tony O'Brien's comments come as 640 admitted patients were left without beds in Irish hospitals this morning, 17 of them in Letterkenny. Mr. O'Brien says there aren't enough supports for those who could leave hospital.
The hospital system will not function until our community healthcare system functions, because we're seeking to do too much inside our acute hospitals. And we know what's happening at the moment. Patients are going in and because they need to, but they're not coming out because we don't have sufficient supports for discharge from hospital. We don't have the type of supports in place that are demand-led, in other words, driven by patient need.
It's been claimed that up to 12 women suffered a delayed cancer diagnosis at Letterkenny University Hospital. It comes as a review of the hospital's gynaecological services continues in light of alleged missed cancers at the unit. It's now further claimed there could be 10 further cases in the county after two were identified in local media. Donegal-born Dr. Margaret McMahon, a consultant based in Bristol, whose late sister Carol's cancer was, she says, missed for 2 years, says she's been contacted by a number of families who are alleging substandard gynaecological care at the hospital, and she's encouraging more people to come forward.
I'm trying to encourage any patients that have been involved with any, you know, experience wasn't what it should have been, or they had to chase results, or, you know, things didn't go swimmingly well, to feel free to come forward to the system, because the more information the reviewers have, the more they can do to help your local hospital.
There are 112 fewer psychologists than recommended in the HSE's Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service. That's according to the Psychological Society of Ireland, which claims new waiting list figures are shocking. The issue has been highlighted several times in Donegal, with claims that proportionately the North West has the highest waiting times. Nationally, more than 200 children have been waiting over a year for an appointment. In total, there's over 2,320 children on the list. Clinical psychologist Anne Kyo from the PSI says there is a staffing crisis in the service.
With regard to psychologists, we are at about 38% of the recommended level of staffing currently. So that's about 112 psychologists short nationally for child and adolescent mental health service.
Mass-goers have been targeted by thieves again in Donegal. Two cars were also damaged during the incident, which happened in St. Columbus Church in Donegal on Sunday morning while Mass was in progress. With more, here's Daniel Brennan.
The two cars were parked side by side, with the driver's window smashed on one and the passenger window smashed on the other. One of the cars had a purse containing a small amount of money stolen from it, and the other had two empty purses stolen. One of the stolen purses was found a while later on the Alt Road, so Gardaí are appealing particularly to anyone who may have been on that road with a dash cam to come forward, as the footage may assist with the investigation. If anyone can assist in any way with this appeal, please call Letterkenny Gardaí on 074 9167 100.
A man has sustained injuries in an early morning assault in Letterkenny. It happened a week ago at 1 o'clock on Tuesday morning of last week at Sylvan Park in Letterkenny. A man was assaulted by at least two others. He required hospitalisation. Gardaí in Letterkenny are appealing for witnesses. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says at this point it appears the attack was unprovoked.
He received a number of injuries as a result of the attack, and Gardaí there are asking any witnesses to the attack to come forward with any information they may have in relation to the culprits that were involved in this particular incident. Gardaí are investigating all avenues of inquiry in relation to this particular attack. By all accounts, it appears to be unprovoked.
Detectives in Coleraine are appealing for witnesses to establish how a man located in the vicinity of the Ford Glen Road Cloddy yesterday evening sustained his injuries. A man is in custody, with police exploring the possibility that the incident is linked to the earlier theft of a van nearby. Greg Hughes has more.
Police say they received a report shortly after 5:15 last evening that an injured man had been found in a lay-by in the area. Officers attended the scene along with the ambulance service, and the man, aged in his 40s, was taken to hospital where he remains in a critical condition. A man in his 30s was later arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm with intent. Police in Coleraine say their inquiries are at an early stage, but they believe this incident may be linked to the report of a white Ford Transit van stolen from a dress on Ford Glen Road at 5:05. Police say the road was very busy at the time, and they are particularly anxious to hear from motorists who may have dash cam footage that captures what occurred or captures the white van being driven on the road.
Donegal candidate Piers Doherty is urging the NCT to stop charging customers if they can't provide the car testing service to fully test and certify vehicles. A nationwide audit is currently underway after test centres had to suspend part of the test because of concerns over cracks in lifts. People are being told to return to the centre at a later date so the remaining tests, which involve the use of the mechanical lists, can be undertaken. However, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, says more clarity is needed as to what the implications are for customers as a result.
So the MCT and the Minister needs to intervene immediately, refund the individuals who have already paid out, and make sure that any partial tests that are being carried out in the meantime are done without a cost to the customer. There is also a need for the Garda Commissioner and the Minister for Justice to clarify that there will be no prosecutions in relation to anybody who's stopped without an NCT cert at this point in time, because of the fact that the centres can't pass and test cars until this issue is resolved.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an extra 20% off in store.
It's approaching 16 minutes past 5 o'clock and Kenny is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and Robbie Henshaw has been named in the Irish centre replacing the injured Gary Ringrose for Saturday's Six Nations visit of Wales. Keelan Doris misses out due to a head injury, with Peter O'Mahony coming into the back row. Tadhg Furlong's overcome a tightness in his calf to take his place at tight head prop. Keith Ayres returns to fitness to be named among the replacements, while Leinster back row Max Deegan could earn a first cap from the bench. While he concedes the side's performance need to improve from their win over Scotland, head coach Andy Farrell says confidence remains high.
Well, I don't think their egos are bruised. They can't wait to get back on the field. I mean, training today was quick, it was intense, it was ferocious. You'd had a few things to fix as well, and we'll make sure that we do that on Thursday. We're in a good place, but we're brimming you.
Meanwhile, England head coach Eddie Jones hopes to have Manu Tuilagi fit in time for the visit of Ireland on February the 23rd. The centre will miss Saturday's Calcutta Cup clash with Scotland, having sustained a groin strain in their defeat to France. Ireland's women's head coach Adam Griggs has brought in three players into his squad ahead of this weekend's clash with Wales. One of the three is former Six Nations winner Donegal's Larissa Muldoon. She's joined by her Ulster's Nevy Jones and Irish Sevens player Hannah Turrell. Muldoon's inclusion means there's the squad now features two ladies from Ballybuffet. Laura Feely was used as a replacement in the second half in last week's win over Scotland. Muldoon, who has almost 50 caps, was part of the Autumn International squad in November. In basketball, Basketball Ireland's accused the government of double standards over their financial rescue package given to the FAI. Irish basketball's governing body was fined by the government when the association ran into financial difficulties in 2008. Additionally, they were forced to halt their international team programmes and make half of their staff redundant. Basketball Ireland have urged the next government to commit with meeting to them with them as soon as the next government is formed. Back at local soccer, the LYIT bowed out of the CFAA Cup this afternoon as the Letterkenny side lost 3-2 after extra time to IT Sligo at the Port Road campus. LYIT went 2-0 up in the first half with goals coming from Corey McBride and Pat Lowry. Sligo pulled one back from the penalty spot just before the break and then forced extra time with an equaliser in the second half. Dan Bea netted the winner for Sligo in the first half of extra time to knock Shane Byrne's side out of the cup. The season's not done yet for the LYIT. They play Cork IT next Wednesday in Letterkenny in the Colleges and Universities League quarter-final. And if Coghill come through their replay with Kilnaman, the FA Intermediate Cup, they'll be returning to Dublin in the quarter-final. The last eight draw was made in Abbottstown this morning. It'll see the winner of the Kilnaman-Coghill game away to Kilester-Dunkerney. The replay will take place on Sunday the 16th of February at Kilnaman, with the quarter-final game a week later on Sunday the 23rd of February. Cross Channel, a pair of League One sides are hoping to upset their Premier League opposition tonight to reach the fifth round of the FA Cup. Shrewsbury make the trip to Anfield to play a youthful Liverpool side that's been left in the hands of under 23 manager Neil Critchley, while Oxford welcome Newcastle to the Kasam Stadium. Elsewhere, Wayne Rooney could set up a meeting with his former side Manchester United when Derby host Northampton, Cardiff they take on Reading, and Birmingham face their tenants Coventry at St Andrews. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's two games down for decision. Cliftonville, they host Carrick Rangers, and Linfield, they host Dungannon Swifts. Linfield can go top of the table if they take victory tonight. And elsewhere, the first change Spurs manager Jose Mourinho would make to the VAR is to rename it. A YouGov survey has found nearly three quarters of football fans want to keep the technology but change the way it's used. Speaking at his press conference today, Mourinho says it should be called video referee, as they've been making more final decisions rather than assisting officials on the pitch since its introduction. In snooker, Mark Allen is in action at Snooker's World Grand Prix at Cheltenham this evening. He takes on China's Liang Wenbong in this evening session for the right to play Ronnie O'Sullivan in the last 16. And finally for this evening, in the American football, Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes says he wants to stay in Kansas City for a long time. The quarterback's about to enter the final year of his contract with the NFL champions, but the 24-year-old says he's relaxed about the talks over a new deal. Mahomes is expected to get a significant increase on his current $16.5 million a season contract. That's all your sport this evening. There'll be more sport after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. It's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. A High Court injunction has been dropped against six people who protested against a director provision centre in Leitrim. In November, they were restrained from interfering with the fitting out of accommodation for asylum seekers in Ballinamore. The matter was struck out in the High Court today after a mutual agreement was reached between both sides. Only eight or nine families are currently housed in apartments in Ballinamore after initial plans for more than 100 were reduced. Gordon Hughes, who was named in the injunction, welcomes today's news.
Certainly welcome the outcome that the six named people of the community of Ballinamore who had been named in this High Court injunction, that the injunction has now been completely struck out in its entirety, along with all High Court proceedings. Certainly for us and the community of Ballinamore, it's a welcome development and hopefully it'll bring closure in relation to this whole matter.
A cyclist remains in a serious condition in hospital following a collision last week. The crash involving a car and a bike happened on Friday morning at around 9 o'clock at Ballindrate, Lifford. The car, a black Kia, was believed to have been travelling from Ballindrate toward Castle Finn when the collision occurred at Spring Hill after the bicycle entered the road from an adjoining road. The cyclist sustained serious injuries. The driver of the car wasn't hurt. Anyone on the stretch of road around that time who saw anything that might help with the investigation or who may have dashcam footage is asked to ring Letterkenny Gardaí on 07491 67100. A US appeals court has ordered the retrial of father and daughter Tom and Molly Martins for the murder of Irishman Jason Corbett. They were convicted in 2017 of the second-degree murder of the father of two at his home in North Carolina 2 years earlier. The Limerick businessman died from head injuries after a sustained assault, which the Martins claimed was in self-defence.
and there are fears that new TUSLA guidelines could deter child sexual abuse survivors from reporting their abusers. From June, people accused of child abuse could be allowed to personally interview their alleged victims or be in a room when questions are being asked. With more, here's Shane Beattie.
TUSLA says the development follows recent court judgments and it's seen a significant increase in retrospective cases of adults making disclosures about their childhood. It says there's a legal requirement to afford any accused person the right to natural justice and is trying to balance this with the rights of the person who has made a disclosure. The guidelines say the accused person may request to question or cross-examine a victim, but the person making the allegation can refuse this request, and TUSLA says it would never compel a person to participate. But Maeve Lewis, executive director of 1&4, is worried the guidelines could prevent victims from coming forward.
I would be very concerned that any adult reading this morning would be very worried about where the information they give me as the counsellor would go when it goes to TUSLA, and that it might deter people from coming forward at all.
Cliona Sadlier, executive director of Rape Crisis Network Ireland, says victims' rights have to be protected.
Legal rights and indeed just consideration just in terms of decency on how we would approach and treat survivors in any sort of investigative or reporting process, that is of concern to us.
TUSLA social workers are being trained now ahead of the new guidelines, which are due to come into effect in June.
And the weather forecast for this evening. It'll turn cold tonight with widespread sharp frost under mostly clear skies. Lowest temperatures -2 to +2 degrees Celsius. A little less cold in western coastal areas. Winds will be light variable. Donegal County Council telling us they will be gritting all roads in the gritting programme from 7 o'clock this evening. Tomorrow Wednesday it'll be dry with a mix of cloud and sunshine. Highest temperatures 6 to 8 degrees Celsius in light. Mostly south to southwest winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now. The main stories in brief, and more strikes could be on the cards in the country's secondary schools. Around 400 schools and colleges across the country were shut as teachers staged a one-day action as part of the TUI's long-standing campaign over unequal pay. It's been claimed up to 12 women may have suffered delayed cancer diagnoses at Letterkenny University Hospital. It comes as a review continues of the hospital's gynaecological services. The country's acute hospitals are expected to do too much and more supports are needed for community care. That's according to Tony O'Brien, the former head of the HSE. And there are 112 fewer psychologists than recommended in the HSE's Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service. The Psychological Society of Ireland says there is a staffing crisis in the service and that's led to rising waiting lists. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 4th of February. The death has taken place of Kathleen McGonigal, 121 Muldiner Road, Clody, County Derry. Funeral from her late residence on Thursday morning to St Peter and St Paul's Church, Ballymoney, Dungiven, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary de Glen Boyle, Arranmore Island. Mary's remains are reposing at her late residence with Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Cronus Church, Arranmore Island, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until morning. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, Castle Street, Remelton. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Sinead Bolton's home at Cairn High, Remelton. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Respiratory Department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Pat Conway, late of the Glebe Stranorer and formerly of Avelty Gort, Crossroads, Killigordon. Pat's remains are reposing at the family home at Avelty Gort with rosary at 6 p.m. Funeral from the family home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Huey Gavigan, Mahara, Ardra. His remains are reposing at his late residence in Mahara. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 12 noon. And the death has taken place of Dominic Doherty, 10 Rosemount, Kilmacrennan. Dominic's remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to RSC Donal Patients Comfort Fund, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director.